You create your own reality. So what does that mean? It means that you get to create your own reality, right? And one of the big misconceptions in the personal development field is that your past creates your reality, or your past creates your future, right? So in the healing paradigm, where you are considered to be broken and in need of fixing and traumatized, the belief is that your past and your experiences in your childhood, your traumas, your patterns, create what you're experiencing now and what you will experience in the future. And there is some truth to it. Like, I'm not dissing the whole like the whole teachings around this, because I do believe that, right? I do believe that the first 7 years are very very paramount in creating our experience. However, we don't have to be bound by it. We don't have to be chained by that, right? Because it's not that. Just because you experienced something in your childhood doesn't mean that you're bound to experience this thing forever and ever. So let me give you some examples that you maybe it's easier to understand. There are people who have come from broken homes with, you know, parents, drug addicts or alcoholics or abusive physically or emotionally, and they get into happy, healthy, thriving relationships, right? Then there are also people who grew up in healthy, loving, stable, consistent homes, and they get into relationships with drug abusers and or like physical abusers, right? So it doesn't make sense, because you can't just it's not like a one-on-one correlation, you know what I mean? And very often we want to understand things so badly. We want to make sense of life so badly that we will make up these stories and we will give life these meanings, when it's not always necessarily true, right? So those meanings, they help us make sense of the world, but they're not true, right? Because they're just beliefs that we create so that life is easier to handle and understand. But all beliefs are limited, right? So it doesn't really serve, like, this belief that your childhood and your past affects your now, and I wouldn't recommend to believe that. Because you don't have to be chained by your past. You can, like, right now, this present moment is brand new, is totally fresh, is not connected to your past at all. And you can create brand new experiences right now, right this moment, without it being connected to your past at all. Right? So just because something happened in the past doesn't mean that you're bound to repeat it. And also, what you're experiencing right now doesn't always go back to the childhood. It doesn't always have the root in your childhood or past lives, whatever. I wouldn't go that far, right? But it's not like it doesn't often make sense. Life doesn't often make sense. And these beliefs that, you know, everything that I'm experiencing right now has its root in the childhood, and therefore I have to understand and blame somebody in the past for what they've done or haven't done, right? We often blame our parents for how our life has turned out, for why we have what we have or don't have what we have. We want to make sense of things, right? And it's natural for us to do that. But it's not your parents' fault. It's not your teacher's fault. It's not the government's fault. Nobody is at fault for how your life is. Not even you. Because there is no fault. Right? In the healing paradigm, there is lack, there is wrong, there is bad, there is undesirable, there is aversion. But in the all is well paradigm, all is well. Like, everything is okay. There's nothing to fix, there's nothing to heal. You're not wrong, you're not broken, you're not bad. Everything's okay. So these are just some of my late night thoughts. It's coming up to 12 a.m. I think it's the full moon, because I cannot sleep and all of these grand ideas are running through my head. But this is what I wanted to share, right? When you step out of perceiving and trying to live your life through your mind, you come to this space of unity, of oneness, where everything is one and everything is well. It's only when you look at it from the mind that there is good and bad, right and wrong, there is someone to blame, there is a victim and a villain, right? There's this duality. When you step out of this, step out of your mind, then there is no longer that tension, and then you're free, and then life is good, and life is just simple, it's easy, it's effortless, right? There's no more fighting, no more struggle, because all of that is a product of, like, byproduct of the mind. So just for now, how would it feel to take on this perspective that all is well? Your life right now, exactly as it is, with all of its good, with all of its bad, with all of its ugly, with all of it. What if it's just okay? Just for now, just for this moment, could you be open to the possibility that your life, exactly as it is acceptable? I don't want to go as saying as I don't want to go as far as saying perfect, because perfect is a charged word, right? But acceptable. It is acceptable. It is as it is. How about that? It is as it is. And would you be open to the possibility that it is nobody's fault that it is the way that it is? It just is. Would you be open to the possibility of letting yourself off the hook? Would you be willing to let your parents off the hook? And would you be willing to, just for now, accept that your life is what it is? It just is what it is. And it's not your responsibility to fix it, to heal it, to change it, to move it, to do something about it. Just for this moment. So, you create your life. It's not this, like, life sentence. It's not something heavy, like this big responsibility, and oh my gosh, you create your life and now you have to figure out why you're so messed up. Like, that's not what it is. you create your life is that is like you get to create your life from this space of oneness, from the space of unity, of connectedness. You get to play, you get to explore, you get to have fun, you get to enjoy. You just get to be. You get to enjoy life. Instead of this like pushing and striving and fighting and needing and wanting and decide right now that you are done with trying to figure everything out with your mind. Decide that you are done with healing yourself perpetually, continuously, forever investigating your own doo-doo. Decide that you're done with it. You're done with trying to fix yourself. And decide that you are whole already. And none of you needs fixing. Because there's nothing to fix. And everything is okay as it is. Just welcome this possibility. Just for now. And decide that in this moment, you're free. You're totally free from the struggle. The striving. The trying. The pushing, the forcing, the needing. You're free from the mind. And you just allow yourself to just be, to just rest, to just let go. To just be as you are, however you are. Can you allow yourself that? Can you allow yourself the freedom? Just be as you are, just for now. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am definitely going to sleep now. And this was something that was so on my heart, I needed to share it. Thanks so much for being here, for listening. I love you so much. Come hang out with me on Facebook and come work with me if you are inspired, if you want to be mentored by me, if you want to do life with me, if you want to vibe with me, I would love that. And I will see you in the next one. Bye.